Today's passage is 2 Corinthians 11, verses 12 to 15. And what I am doing, I will continue to do, in order to undermine the claim of those who would like to claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. Today's passage is short, just four verses, and we are at the end of the week, so today's devotional will be short also. The last verses from yesterday, verses 10 and 11, were, "As the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do." The context in which we are continuing today is that Paul is telling the Corinthians that he loves them, that he has this divine jealousy for them, and he does not want them to be led astray by these false apostles. So here, Paul continues to fight against these false apostles, urging the Corinthians to do the same. In verse 12, he makes it clear, And what I am doing, I will continue to do, in order to undermine the claim of those who would like to claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do. Paul is not going to let these false apostles say that they're doing God's work like he is. Another title he gives them is deceitful workmen in verse 13. From what we've been reading, we know that these false apostles love eloquent speech, and they love gathering followers, and they love comparing themselves to other leaders. And they are doing it under the guise of being apostles like Paul. Remember in verse 7, they are referred to by Paul as super apostles, which perhaps some people were calling them. Yet this is all a disguise because in verse 14, Paul says, "No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." As his servants, in verse 15, these false apostles are simply following his lead. If you think about it, these are serious claims and harsh terms. Paul calls the false teachers Satan's servants. And it's scary that some Corinthians are tempted to listen to them. Imagine what that would look like today. Teachers who speak really well, say a message that sounds like the gospel, but are actually deceiving people and leading people away from God. They may have some followers for now. However, the last part of verse 15 says, their end will correspond to their deeds. Just as the true disciples like Paul, who are serving God, will be with God forever one day, the false apostles, on the other hand, are doing everything against God, so they will be eternally separated from him one day. That's going to be their end. This reality of false apostles runs throughout the Bible. Jesus constantly talks about two ways to live, either for God or against God, and he specifically warns against false shepherds. In the book of John, Jesus says that he is the true shepherd, while some people are thieves and robbers. Paul is fighting against the false teachers here in the Corinthian church, but throughout all his missionary work, he's been fighting against them. In 2 Corinthians 3, another letter that he wrote, he writes, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." In those verses from 2 Timothy 3, we see that these people are so deceptive that they even deceive themselves into eventually thinking that they are teaching the truth. Also in those verses, we see the same message as we see here in 2 Corinthians. that true followers of Jesus will face suffering and will have to endure. Paul's life, which follows Jesus' life, is one of suffering and becoming weak in order to display the power of God. True disciples will serve others for others' sake, not for influence or popularity. They will serve and live for God alone. I think the takeaway for us is clear. Watch out for false teachers. Similar to previous devotional thoughts from 2 Corinthians, we must remember that we are in a spiritual battle. That means the enemy seeks to deceive and lead astray, and the false teachers are taking part in the enemy's work. As disciples of Jesus, we need to be grounded in God's word and continue to persevere in his work. We also need to know who godly teachers are and pray for our spiritual teachers, our spiritual leaders. Perhaps one thing we can reflect on today is how we view our spiritual leaders. What makes them people we trust to be examples for us? Of course, we want our leaders to be able to communicate well and have influence. These are good things. But what really matters is their relationship with God, their motivations, their character. Let's pray for our leaders and for ourselves too, that we would have pure intentions and be able to persevere to do God's work. And let's pray for a continual filling of God's love and a continual filling of his spirit to remain true to him and to keep moving forward together as his believers. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this passage, and Lord, we pray that we would heed this warning that the Corinthians also had to heed, to look out for false teachers. God, sometimes it's hard to imagine what this could look like today, or even imagine how people could fall for their teachings if it's false. But God, help us to know that this is a battle and to be on guard ourselves, and also to be prayerful for our church, that the enemy would not be able to snatch any of us away, but God, that as a church, we would be able to guard and protect each other by praying for each other and walking with each other. Lord, we lift up the rest of this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.